Hello there, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and here's your daily Nerd Devo. Go undercover, grab your Mitsubishi Evo, and forget about a cause it's Fast and Furious Fridays. This week, we're taking a look at the second installment, Too Fast, Too Furious, released in 2003. Spoilers ahead. So we start our movie with, appropriately, a street race, where we find our boy Brian from the first movie, no longer a cop after letting Dom go, ripping up the tracks in Miami, after being called in as a last-minute addition by his friend, Tej, played by Ludacris. After he wins the race, the whole event gets busted, and he gets arrested. The FBI brings him in and recruits him to go undercover as a driver for a crime leader, Carter Verone. But there are two drivers needed, and their agent doesn't know enough about cars to hang. So Brian finds and brings on an old friend, Roman Pierce. Together they get hired Verone's assistant and undercover agent, Monica Fuentes, and they are tasked with bringing a large amount of money to Verone's plane. So the FBI sets up a trap in the airfield. Brian and Roman run into a snag when the local police chase them down, but they use a couple hundred streetcars assembled by Tej to blend in and sneak past. All seems according to plan until they are told not to go to the airfield, but to a dock. There, Verone is waiting with the revealed Agent Fuentes, and he takes the money and her and runs on his yacht. Brian and Roman hop in their car and literally jump their car off a ramp and onto the boat. They then save Fuentes and arrest Verone and give most of the money back to the FBI. Brian is getting pretty good at deceiving people at this point, hiding who he really is. We can do that sometimes in front of our church family or even in our secular interactions. But we shouldn't. We should be true to who we are in Christ. If we hide away our hurts or our addictions and afflictions, we can't be helped and prayed for by our church family, and the best way to find peace is by being real. The Bible says this about churchgoers, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. We must be willing to be open so we can be encouraged and filled with the fulfilling love of God that we can't get anywhere else. What about hiding your faith in the world? Well, the Bible says we are in the world and not of it. We can't make change or win souls for Christ if we're hiding away who He's made us to be. Live loud and for God. Don't be afraid to be a follower of Christ. Remember the great verse from Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Be you, unapologetically you, the you God made you to be. Let the people God has put into your life, into your heart. Be unashamed to spread the good news of Jesus. You don't have to be undercover to be understood. Just be you. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.